My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So Amari Cooper wanted a new contract.
And his new system.
He was looking for an extension. He's 30 years old. He didn't get an extension. Instead, he got guaranteed money on what the Browns were already going to pay him, which I would completely assume that he was going to make anyway. They weren't going to cut him unless he had some big injury in training camp. But he's getting money there, and now he has incentives. So maybe he can make $25 million this year. Brandon Ayuk is in the last year of his rookie deal. He wants an extension. He wants the big money contract like all the wide receivers are getting. And the 49ers seem unwilling to give it to him. These would appear to be opportunities for a team who might be looking for a wide receiver to strike and get a good one. How much are you willing to give up to get Brandon Ayuk, Andy? And is Amari Cooper and a second-round pick, kind of what's being rumbled out there, is that too much to get Brandon Ayuk?
I think, logistically, I don't think it's that insane to do that deal. Just knowing what Amari Cooper, what just happened with his contract situation, what he was able to do for the team last year. I really like Amari Cooper. Like, I don't know that I want to trade him. I'm not feeling it. Like, I think, I don't know if the fans are feeling it either. I'm struggling with it a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you. And maybe on paper I shouldn't be. But I am struggling with it. I like Amari Cooper. I enjoy watching him play for the Browns. We watched that game last year when he put up a record-setting game. It's hard to double the numbers of everybody else. I mean, you're switching best wide receivers. I don't know that I'm all in. I also know how the Browns look at players who are over 30, and I also know that they could have extended him if they wanted to just now. They didn't do it. So I'm trying to juggle, like, fandom with reality, with what might be better for the team. And the other part of it too was yesterday when we were talking to Scott Petrak, he talked about, you know, what this might mean for the locker room, what Amari means to the locker room, what bringing in somebody else to the locker room, and are you going to upset the apple cart by doing that? Are you going to cause animosity on your team? And then the trickle-down effect on that. There's a lot of things to take into consideration. Can you feel bad for a guy that's got a chance to make $20 million that might get traded? I don't. That's another point of it. There are a lot of things that you can think about when it comes down to it. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I'm not going to be disappointed. I think that's how I feel. How about you?
I think you summed it up pretty well. Ask me right now which wide receiver I want for 2024. Which one do I want for this upcoming season? I'd be hard-pressed not to say Amari Cooper. But it's real close. You know, like Amari last year averaged a career high in receiving yards per catch, 17.4 yards per catch. Okay? Well, guess what? Brandon Ayuk averaged even more, 17.9. And Ayuk had over 1,300 yards receiving. That's more than Amari's ever had in a season. And I think Amari Cooper is terrific. I really want him on this team. This coming season, I'm hard-pressed not to take Cooper. It's clear the Browns did not have an interest in keeping Amari Cooper for sure for the next 2, 3, 4 years. Otherwise, they would have negotiated a multi-year extension with him. They didn't do that. That's telling. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean they wouldn't want him here in 2025. But it also means that they're willing to roll the dice because he can be a free agent at the end of the year. So that they're willing to roll the dice on him. They have.
I know.
And if Brandon Ayuk wanted to come to the Browns for one of those big wide receiver contracts, now I'm not going to pay him like the Dolphins are paying Tyreek Hill or the Dolphins or the Vikings are paying Justin Jefferson. And he's not Jamar Chase, but he's really pretty good. And if the Browns could get him to sign a long-term extension for the kind of money that is, say, $30 million a year, I'd make the trade.
Also, 26.
I'd make the trade.
I mean, I hate to say things that are just so industrial, but you're talking about a 30-year-old against a 26-year-old, right?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think that's the way they – I think that's a tiebreaker in Berea. You know, it's you look at 30, you look at 26, you look at what you've seen. You just discussed some of the numbers.
He's had two straight 1,000-yard seasons, good touchdown totals, comparable to Amari touchdown totals, 7 for Ayuk last year. It was 5 for Amari. Amari's never had more than 9 in a season. Ayuk has had 8 in a season. He's played 4 years. Long-term, he's the guy. Okay, long-term, he's the guy. This coming year, maybe Amari.
But for one, yeah, I get it. But the other part of it is, it's.
But this is not just a one-year deal.
Is it a bad deal? Right? Is it a good deal or a bad deal? That's what you're trying to look at it. If you're a Browns fan, and if you're a Browns fan, you got a guy going to San Francisco. If he's not on your fan, if Amari ends up going to San Francisco, and he's not on your fantasy team, or you're not, your fantasy team's not playing against his fantasy team. And he's not putting up gigantic numbers. You look at it and go, "Wow, the front office made a good." I'm not going to look back on this trade. The problem will be is if Amari has an amazing year in San Francisco, and you're going to sit and stew because that's what we do around here. We sit and stew about players that we used to have in Cleveland that we let go. So it, you know, it's advantage Ayuk just advantage. It's not game, set, match. And so, I like Amari Cooper. I can't say this enough. This is a very difficult deal. And then if you throw in the second rounder, I don't know what that means to anybody. What does that mean?
It means you draft a guy who you hope becomes a player. I mean, I hate to be that
blunt. For them, for San Francisco.
Yeah, but if you're the Browns, you're giving up a guy that, you know, would you land a guy in the second round and becomes a beast? Maybe. Or would you miss? Maybe. I mean, that happens all the time. The, you know, if you're looking for maybe consistency, a little bit more, 7 100-yard games for Ayuk last year. There were 5 for Amari. If that means anything, Amari had that one huge game where he had the 265 yards, and I don't want to say that skewed his receiving totals because it's not skewed. He caught 265 yards worth of passes, but it certainly pushed him over the top. And, you know, other than that, he had a couple of games that were over 100 yards, and then that one just blew it up. But Ayuk had more games, Andy, where you could say that there was more consistent productivity. And, man, this is really fine line stuff because I think Amari's terrific. But let's go back to it. He's 30. Ayuk is 26. What are prime years for receivers? Late 20s.
Yep.
So you would be getting Ayuk as he's really entering his prime. and you would be trading Amari as he's leaving his prime. That's a huge deal. That really is. And if you're comfortable with the money involved here, I don't know how you don't make that trade. Now, let me throw one thought at you. Is there any way that San Francisco would prefer Jerry Jeudy to Amari Cooper? Because there's your young guy. He's under contract. If you're San Francisco, you're getting a guy who's under contract. You put him with Deebo Samuel, and is it Ricky Pearson? They drafted or is it Pearsall, one or the other? They drafted a guy in the first round. So they have another wide receiver that they're planning to bring along. And maybe, who knows what they've thought of Jerry Jeudy. Maybe they think Judy's a really good young receiver on the way. And if you could put Jeudy with something else to make dollars work, maybe they'd rather have Jerry Jeudy. Wouldn't you rather have Amari Cooper and Brandon Ayuk? I would.
All right, so let me just put it to you this way. If you had to make the deal right now, both sides are saying it's got to get done right now. Are you making the deal? Yes or no?
What is the deal?
It's the two. It's
Cooper
Amari
in a second?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm making the deal.
I'm making the deal too. Dan, just quick, yes or no?
Absolutely.
Yes, okay.
216-474-0092. Do you agree? We all say if he'll come here for the contract the Browns are offering, we make the deal. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT!
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Dan said, yep, he'd do it. Andy said,
yep, I'd do it. Reluctantly, I'd do it.
I just said, yep, I'd do it. My buddy G says, yep, I'd do it. He said he absolutely loves Coop. He'd do it in a heartbeat.
Dan said something that's made a lot of sense. Sometimes good trades are ones that you kind of have a weird pit in your stomach about, because both sides are trying to win. Nobody wants to lose, and you can see some equality in the trade. And so, you know, is it a win-win for both sides? Maybe. I don't know.
The one thing I keep going back to here, and it surprised me when this happened, that the Browns did not give additional years to Amari Cooper. And that, to me, is very telling, because they don't want to make the investment in Amari long-term for whatever reason.
30. I mean, well, I just that if you might, look at the history of the franchise, it's 30. Right. It's Logan's run. Yeah.
Maybe they think he's sliding. Maybe they just don't want to make that investment in a guy who's in his 30s at a skill position, mm-hmm. which I get. And if that's their thought process, if they're willing to let him walk as a free agent, which they apparently are, because they can certainly keep him, but they're also giving him the ability to walk because he's not under contract for next year. And if they wanted to go get Ayuk and give him a contract for 3 or 4 years and solidify a number one wide receiver for 3 or 4 years, I don't know how you don't do that. Dave is in Streetsboro, home of my call. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, so you absolutely do it, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Good.
A statistic that I saw on one of the major networks shows over the last 6 seasons, Brandon Ayuk has the highest yard per target average out of any receiver in the NFL, which means when given the opportunity, that guy produces more yards than anybody. Now, his production wasn't great because he's in San Francisco, where the number one target is Debo.
Actually, he's kind of the number one guy there, wide receiver ahead of Debo. And his production was really good.
If given the opportunity to be a number one receiver in Cleveland, I think this guy's got a shot at really putting up some numbers, maybe having a real standout season. So,
I agree with you. I think there's the possibility of big things here. The only issue here, Andy, to me is this. I don't think he's light years better than Amari Cooper. In fact, I don't know that he's better than Amari Cooper. What I know he's different than Amari Cooper in is age. That's what it is. I mean, last year, Ayuk averaged 83.9 yards receiving per game. Amari averaged 83.3. So they're within a yard of yards per game. Now, there's this one stat that's interesting, and I think you can blame it on quarterback more than anything. Mm-hmm. Catch percentage. The balls that were thrown to him, you know, what percentage were caught. For Ayuk, it was 71.4%. For Coop, it was 56.3%. I think you can go quarterback play more than anything. We saw the middle of the season, didn't we?
Yes.
I think that's it more than anything. Rel's in Cleveland. Rel.
Hey, Rel.
Hey. Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Rel.
I think it's a no-brainer, and that's no shot to Amari. I totally appreciate the work he's done here as a Brown. But as a fan, you know, I understand, and players understand, right, that this is a business. This business happens in this league all the time, where we lose guys and guys move on and what have you. But in my opinion, Jeff, you were just saying you don't think he's better than Amari. And I believe you're talking about from the eye, from what your eyes see, because the numbers say that he is.
The numbers in 1 year, Rel, last year, do say that. I agree with you on that. He put together a better year than Amari, but he was playing with Brock Purdy at quarterback, And yeah, Amari was playing with Deshaun Watson.
And Joe Flacco.
And Joe Flacco yeah. and P.J. Walker and yeah. DTR.
Dorian Thompson Robinson, yeah.
Right.
But like I said, I don't want to take anything from Amari. I like Amari Cooper. I think he's tougher than leather. Don't get it twisted. I'm not no way slighting him in any kind of way. But in my opinion, you killed two birds with one stone with this move. You get younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get and because of that youth, you get more dynamic. You can't lose. It's a win-win for us. Like I said, you get younger, you get more dynamic. I think it's a no-brainer. And right before I hang up, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I understand everybody wants the Browns to have this big dome stadium and move and do this big fancy things to keep up with the Joneses, whatever everybody else is doing throughout the league with their stadiums. But why isn't the conversation, why have, from you guys, and you guys applaud the move, right? You guys are with the move. Why aren't you guys having a conversation about the lives and the businesses that will be affected by the city of Cleveland itself financially? I mean, people's jobs are on the line here.
So, Ralph, I'll put it to you this way, okay? So if you have, if you take the stadium out of the mix and you want to do reconstruction down there, you're creating jobs. If you put a dome up in Brook Park, you're creating jobs. Electricians, plumbers, contractors,
Andy.
Everyone's going, we're creating more jobs by doing this.
Especially a dome.
I don't know. I'm not a politician. I'm not a billionaire owner. I'm not an executive. But why can't you do that there where it is? Why can't you put the dome stadium there where it is and have that whole thing reconfigured and reconstructed to make it all up to date? Like, I don't understand. I mean, Cleveland, you said earlier that they...
Here's another problem. Now you're going to rebuild the Shoreway. You're talking about unbelievable issues going on down... Well, I understand what you're saying. Here's the people I feel for, just real quick. I feel for the restaurants that will lose business probably downtown on those, 8 to 10 given Sundays. If the Cavs or the Guardians were leaving, it'd be a much different story.
A lot more dates in town.
It's about the dates, and it's about having a building that can host something more than 15 times a year. Think about it.
According to the Twitter account NFL Notifications, my buddy Jeff in Cleveland just said he saw this, and I just looked it up. 32 minutes ago, they sent out this. The Browns' current offer to the 49ers does not include Amari Cooper.
Oh, could you imagine both of them? Now, that would make me happy.
Well, I threw that out. What if they like Jerry Jeudy?
So I've got ESPN saying that the Browns would potentially have Amari Cooper involved.
Okay. Potentially.
So just stay tuned.
There's a lot of stuff flying all over the place.
Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us coming up at 11 o'clock here, and we'll get her thoughts on it and see what it might be. Jeff's in University Heights. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Jeff and Andy. So I hate domes, but that's not what I call to talk about the dome. It's a fait accompli. I'm just wondering how they're going to pay for it if the taxpayers are going to approve the levy that's going to take the
building. Haslams are in for $2.8 billion between Berea and the new place. They're putting some money out there. That's a lot of money. Who's putting $2.8 billion into our economy right now? Who's doing that? And look, you can take the Haslams any way you want. I'm okay with that. But you've got they want to put money back in. It's hard not to go out to camp and see all those houses that used to be there that they're now expanding Berea and say, man, they're kind of looking forward.
Andy, they've put their money where their mouth is.
They have.
On everything.
They have, but I'm wondering what other billion is going to come from. But I want to talk about what you guys were talking about regarding Cooper and Ayuk. I'm not in favor of it. To your point, Jeff, that you made just a few minutes ago, it's not like Brandon Ayuk is that much better than Amari Cooper. And yeah, he put up better numbers last year, but he played with Brock Purdy all of last year. Amari had five different quarterbacks, two of which are questionable as to whether they should be in the NFL or not. I don't even know if P.J. Walker is still on the roster somewhere. And, what Amari bring? I mean, yeah, if it was Justin Jefferson, okay. Or Tyreek Hill, okay. One of the big game-breaking type receivers. But Brandon Ayuk, he's okay. The difference, the advantage, I guess, is, as you said, Jeff, he's 4 years younger. But do you want to pay this guy what he wants? Because he wants $30 to $35 million a year. That's why... Right. he hasn't signed with San Francisco. So are you going to pay a guy of his talent level that much money? I say no, because he's not that type of receiver.
Well, that's the question, because, and Jeff, at this point, you know, like last year, he showed he is that kind of receiver. But overall, you know, he's got a four-year sample size, and he's kind of grown into his role with the 49ers and everything else, whereas Amari has done it year after year after year. You know, there's a little bit of difference in the way the pendulum's swinging on this one. You know, because Amari's an established pro who's done it consistently for three different teams.
Right. He's consistent. Ayuk had a really good season last year. And even at that, Jeff, as you pointed out, one was, what, 83.9, and the other one was, what, 83.3?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like that was a great difference between the two. And the one who had the higher yardage was, again, the guy who played with a guy who arguably is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, as opposed to playing games with DTR and P.J. Walker.
Jeff, let me bounce this off you, and we'll leave you with this thought. And we're going to talk more about this with Mary Kay Cabot. But, Jeff, listen to this one. And the NFL notifications is where I saw this, and I just double-checked it. The team in the NFL that threw the fewest number of passes last year, the San Francisco 49ers. They're not a passing team, and yet Ayuk came up with the big numbers. The team that threw the fifth number of passes, fifth most in the NFL last year, the Cleveland Browns. So in other words, and it says this, it said, the NFL notification said, yeah, the 49ers threw the ball the least of all NFL teams. Still, Ayuk had 1,342 yards and 7 touchdowns, was a second-team All-Pro. That's a big deal. They also say the Patriots are offering more money than the Browns, but the Browns are offering a better chance to win. Ayuk is thinking about his options. What does Mary Kay Cabot think about all this? From the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, she's next on Baskin and Phelps. That's a big deal. They also say the Patriots are offering more money than the Browns, but the Browns are offering a better chance to win. Ayuk is thinking about his options. What does Mary Kay Cabot think about all this? From the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, she's next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.